This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tuesday, April Lee. Wait a minute. Mondo Bizarro Land. We've automatically gone back to April, Victoria. How about them apples? I think sometimes it would be nice to turn the clock back. I don't want to go back to last April, do you?
This past April? No.
No!
It was. Think about it. We had no idea what we were dealing with.
Nope.
We were just hearing. I was, you know, in New York, New Jersey, where we got hit so hard.
Yep.
Yeah. It was. We had already lost two loved ones by the beginning of April. Yeah. So it's
ugly.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Was ugly. Well, we're going to help you through the day. At least that's the idea here. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer has COVID and she's had a relapse. So she's tried to do too much, and it's caught up with her. She's feeling miserable. What did you say? You and she were back and forth about her headache, splitting headache.
Yeah, she said that's one of the side effects of the virus is just an insane headache that feels like, you know, people have said it feels like someone's pierced your skull. Alyssa Milano, the actress, she has been very public about what she went through. She had, you know, was on oxygen in the beginning of April. And even now, the side effects, going back to April, I think April 2nd she was in the hospital, the side effects that she's still dealing with, she's got clumps of hair falling out. So that's a new one I have not heard about.
I've heard that one before.
Irregular menstrual periods. It's messed up the hormones in her body. She lost 9 pounds in a week. She hasn't had any taste or smell or appetite. And now she said the lingering effect is this intense, intense headache. And that's what Jen's dealing with. And Jen also said she can't sleep. So it's horrible. This is not something to mess around with. This is, you know, I feel like a lot of parts of the country didn't really see this. They didn't see the spikes that we've seen on the coasts. And so a lot of people just don't take it seriously. And I understand if you don't know anyone who's suffering with this, then it seems like it's a phantom virus. But this is incredibly real. And people who have it are suffering horribly from it.
Lose weight. Take care of your immune system. Jack Stockwell, who is on our medical staff here, was talking about not really finding much value in wearing masks. But the question to him and to others who do not advocate wearing a mask is fine, don't wear a mask. But how do we as individuals protect ourselves and protect other people from us? If we don't do masks, then what do we do? That's a question I'd like to get an answer to from whomever. I noticed some really interesting reactions, Victoria, to something I posted on my personal Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV, that's the show's Facebook page. Mine is /Doug Steffen. And I I've gotten dozens and dozens of hate comments. The title of this is Things That Make You Go, it's going back to what you and I were talking about off the air, what Trump said about what ended World War II, when in fact it was World War
One, the Spanish
flu.
Influenza. Yeah.
Anyway, so back in 1918, 50 million people died from the Spanish flu. My father's mother and his aunt were two of the victims. World population at the time was just a little less than 1 billion. So 5.2% of the world's population died. All right? Tragic. Now, fast forward to the flu statistics from last year. 650,000 people died around the world of the seasonal flu. Population last year was about 7.4 billion on the planet. That's startling in and of itself. In 100 years, we've gone from 1 billion people to 7 billion. What does that tell you? What's going to be like here? How are we even going to survive 100 years from now if the population continues to blow up the way that it is? Anyway, with regard to the seasonal flu, 0.009% of the world's population died because of the flu. Typical year of the flu. All right, fast forward to this year with COVID. So far, about 500,000 people have died. Well, that's not really true.
Because
there's another.
That.
It's 5 million people have died when you count who hasn't been counted properly and how many people died in China. It's more like 5 million. But still, the world population is 7.5 billion. So what percentage has died? The thing that I came up with when this first started was the overreaction. The world coming to an end, shut down everything, close everything, can't go to church, can't go to work, it'll ruin the world's economy, yada, yada, yada. And then I came out of it because people convinced me that there was more to this than met the eye or met the ear. Okay, so fine. Now I'm back to thinking that we overdid this. But yet, how do you, even if it's 5 million, whatever the arguable number is, there are two points that I carry into this discussion each time I think it through. One of them is the impact that all of this has had, what the difference is in the news media treatment of this, what people know, how they react, the fear-based thinking versus how much are we going to suffer going down the road here? I think it's horrible that all these people are dying. It's horrible that we have the thing, and who knows how bad it could be this fall. Don't have a discussion. You don't have a debate with me on that one. But then the second part of this is our lack of focus on how it started, where it where it came from, and how to hold those people responsible. That's not past thinking. That's present thinking. That's future thinking. And what really bothers me is that a lot of people don't have that on their minds. They're thinking about themselves, which is important and understandable. But if we let the Chinese communist leadership of China get away with this, then who knows what the next thing is. We've already seen what they're doing with hacking. We've already seen their influence on the protesting. We've seen so many things focused on them dominating the world. Make no mistake about it, we are at war with them, and we cannot, because it's not a hot war, I think we have the real danger of not really understanding what the ramifications are. Anyway, so I posted this, and I got some comments. Mark says to me, well, that's one of the most ignorant posts I've ever seen. Blindingly ignorant. Let's see here. A guy named Jonathan.
Wait, what part does he think is blindingly ignorant?
He doesn't say. He just says that my post is blindingly ignorant. You see, that's what happened. A lot of people they take the information.
You're trying to hold the Chinese government accountable.
Yeah. And,
so that's,
well, but the numbers also about the flu in 1918 and what's going on now, and I'm not saying it's no big deal. What I'm saying is,
I don't think people care about the Spanish flu. And I know you and I said this
in the very beginning
of this pandemic, but yeah. I have yet to come across a single person who really cares what happened then. They're worried about what's happening right now, how they're going to have a job, how they can pay their rent or their mortgage, how their kids are getting schooled from home. No one gives a crap what happened in 1917.
It's a comparative, and I think that's where it goes. For older people, it does have some relevance. But when I look at some of these other comments about numbers and stuff, one guy says it could be 50 million people. I mean, it could be, it may be, possibly all of these other things, but you don't really know.
I think we won't know for a really long time. And over the weekend, we found out that a girl from Lewis's neighborhood in Queens, she is now a doctor. She was on one of the news stations in New York local over the weekend talking about basically she's been reassigned and all she's doing is autopsies. And and the number of people who on the death certificate, it says pulmonary embolism or blood clot, aneurysm or pneumonia. They're finding when they open up these people, and a lot of the families have donated the bodies to science, and then on the other end of that, a lot of bodies have never been claimed. So they're doing autopsies and finding that so many more people actually had COVID, they just didn't know it.
There are several issues here, and one of them comes from your ability to post stuff. One of the comments was, I wouldn't be surprised if Facebook removed this post because the medical information is lacking. There's nothing in there.
Facebook doesn't remove anything. You're fine. Well, yeah. That's part of the criticism on Facebook. They don't remove anything.
But why should they, unless they don't want to have a forum for people who share ideas? I agree with some of the stuff, and that's what makes it difficult. There's another issue there. How do you draw the line in the sand? What's too far? What's too much? How do you know that? Because there's no ability to get to the facts anymore, no matter what the hell it is. Wow.
Right.
Anyway, here's some facts that I want you to know that I know that you can take to bed with you, if you will. You can take them as far as you want to take them. MyPillow, pillows made in America, towels made in America, bed toppers. That's the big deal right now. At MyPillow.com, you'll see when you go to the Radio Listener Specials page, a focus on the MyPillow bed topper. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. You want to get a good night's rest? Get one of these things on top of your MyPillow mattress and under your MyPillow sheets. Then you get a really good night's rest. So if you want to take advantage of the BOGO deal when it comes to this on your bed, I'm not exactly sure what the price of these is because I don't have it right here in front of me. But I know you can get two of them for the price of one with a promo code DJV. So check it out, please, and thank you. Do yourself a favor. Do your family a favor. Sleep well, sleep safely, sleep cleanly. All the things that MyPillow sells are made in America. MyPillow.com is the website. Using the discount code DJV gets you the BOGO deal.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I see that Bad Vlad is becoming the first leader in the world to tout a possible vaccine. However, Victoria, I haven't seen him roll up his sleeves and stick his arm out.
Exactly.
To take a
And if you do, you know it's just going to be some saline. It's
water.
Or something very, that's right. Not the vaccine.
Right,
yeah, there's
exactly.
No way he's going to take that.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Coming up in the next half hour, Lebanon's government resigns. We'll talk about what went on over there, this deadly blast, remember, from last week. 21 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Ah, always refreshing to hear from Ringo, especially one of his great songs, simple, straightforward stuff, Victoria. 23 and change after on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, you and Ringo. Give more love. Yep, plenty of that for sure. Morrison Hotel Gallery and Rolling Live Studios hosting a tour, day-long virtual charity festival in association with Music Cares and NEVA this Saturday. Line up for the event. Ringo, crank it up, Bill. Lyrics are always so simple. No, Victoria?
Yep.
Very, very appealing. Anyway, the lineup for this event on Saturday includes performances by Ringo and Linda Perry is going to be involved, Slash, Gavin Rossdale, Macy Gray. Man, I haven't heard from her for a long time.
Yeah, she's been gone for a while.
Yeah. Sean Lennon's going to perform. Cheap Trick will be there. John Oates of Hall & Oates. Billy Gibbons. Taylor Momsen. I'm proud to be involved in such a well-rounded charity event, Mr. Momsen said. Music Cares has helped so many of my friends and family in the music community, and now branching out into COVID relief, all the other angles that help the music world. Incredible. Such an honor to be part of it. Looking like this event is going to have such a fantastic lineup of acts that I respect so much, and I can't wait to see where it goes. Rolling Live Studios founder Kerry Brown, who is producing this event, says, quote, life may take a detour, but rock and roll never dies. Performances will be streamed on YouTube Live from artists' homes, as well as some pretty iconic venues like New York's Bowery Electric, West Hollywood's Whiskey A Go-Go, the Roxy Theater, Viper Room, Spotify's Allison Hagendorf hosting the event together with MTV personality Matt Pinfield, music photographers including Mick Rock, Bob Gruen, Henry Dilks, Danny Klitsch, and Lynn Goldsmith also making appearances. It'll be free. They call it a tour. Be free to stream. Donations to Music Cares and NEVA encouraged for those who are going to view this. So that's this Saturday.
It's a great lineup. It's going to be fun.
It is. Yep, a lot of fun. All right, next up musically here on the music portion of this hour of the DJV program, a new book with never-before-seen photos of Weird Al. That's something I've always dreamed. I woke up this morning wishing someone would create a book of Weird Al photos, and here I have it. Going back to September 14th, 1980, kind of a landmark day in Weird Al's life. How long was the day the world first heard his Queen parody, Another One Rides the Bus, on Dr. Demento. There's another character, man. Dr. Demento and his radio show. Did you ever hear that, Victoria?
I've heard clips of it, yeah.
Dr. Demento, my God. That could never exist today. It's too bad because it's funny as hell. Anyway, it was the day he first came into contact with John Schwartz, a young drummer who happened to be hanging out at the radio station. Yankovic asked him to bang on his accordion case during the performance, and things went so well, he's kept him around for 40 years. Listen to this. Crank that up. Banging the accordion case.
I've actually never heard this song.
This guy is certifiable. Funny as hell. Weird Al. Schwartz is also a photographer. His new book, Black and White and Weird All Over, a lost photograph of Weird Al, in stores in October, displays some never-before black and white images that he took on video sets and recording studios during Al's initial brush with the success. Al says,
"Your favorite song, I Love Rocky Road."
I love Rocky Road. Crank it up. I love Rocky Road. Weird Al. Junkies are all the same. All the soda jerkers know my name. That was my old theme song. Now the bus is shut down. Cool stuff. All right, 28 and change after on today's DJV program.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly. 1-800-484-5947.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration is reportedly considering expanded tax cuts to help Americans navigate the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump said yesterday,
"We're looking at also considering a capital gains tax cut, which would create a lot more jobs."
Last week, the president did sign orders declaring more enhanced unemployment benefits, student loan forgiveness, and an eviction moratorium for the rest of the year. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blaming Democrats for a lack of a new legislated economic stimulus package.
The Speaker of the House and the Senate Democratic Leader decided we would not deliver any of that.
A 51-year-old man allegedly threatened a Secret Service officer outside the White House yesterday afternoon. The suspect was shot in the torso and is currently in a hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A new study shows a strong connection between cannabis use in pregnant women and autism in their babies, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
The risk of autism may be greater in babies born to women who use marijuana during pregnancy, according to a new study published in Nature Medicine. In an analysis of data from more than 500,000 Canadian mothers and their children, researchers found a 50% increase in autism spectrum disorder in kids whose mother used cannabis while pregnant. While it's known that substance use in pregnant women can affect a fetus's neurodevelopment, the question of whether cannabis use is a risk factor in autism has not been thoroughly investigated until now, according to Johns Hopkins University. The children were followed for an average of 7 years, during which 7,125 children were diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder.
President Trump now wants to delay the G7 economic summit until after November's election. It was supposed to be in September, after it was originally scheduled for June. Trump is this year's host, and he told reporters yesterday that he hasn't formally invited leaders, but said he would invite Russian President Vladimir Putin because he is, quote, an important factor. And actor Antonio Banderas yesterday on his 60th birthday announced on Instagram that he has coronavirus. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Tuesday, August 11th. Hi. Just the, good, I just did that. After all those years, I was about to say, Victoria, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is not. It is, well, I'm interested in bringing you a good day, a helpful day, important day. The DJV show with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jennifer has COVID, a little relapse. So Victoria and I are holding down the fort here, which is more than I can say for the government of Lebanon, which appears to have just disappeared overnight. They all stepped down because of the fury over the explosions last week, and no answers, apparently, Victoria. What caused it? Who's responsible? What's the story? Oh, 160 people dead with all of this, and everybody's in an uproar about this. 20 people under arrest. So what... under the circumstances, be a good way to get rid of the virus, blow it up. So, I mean, Lebanon is not that great a place to begin with. So how do they create a new, it's basically trying to start the country over again, isn't it?
Well, and and who's in charge of starting it over? When the entire cabinet steps down, then the health minister announced the resignations on Monday, and then three other key cabinet ministers handed in their resignations just a few days ago. And this is, like you said, this is after the chemical explosion, which took place in Beirut's main port. It's right on the water. So I don't know. They claim the resignations are in response to the street protests over government negligence.
Well,
which, you know.
Here we go. This was Beirut, I've been in Beirut. I was there once. And it wasn't anything that I wanted. It was not a place I wanted to spend a lot of time. I wanted in and out, and I got in and out. But what I understand there, the thinking, because even when I went, which was probably 20-some years ago, the government was so corrupt, so dysfunctional, the ineffectual way of dealing. You think we have a problem here, Victoria, dealing with our problems. They don't deal with, when people get sick, they let them die, and they pick them up on the street corner. You know, the corruption, the Middle Eastern corruption, from Egypt on inland, with the exception of probably Jordan, I don't know, maybe now Egypt, but they've been very corrupt. But you go through those other despotic countries that are there, the corruption, it's part of the way of life. It is understood, but it's not accepted anymore. That's the thing, because of the age of information, everybody over there has got an iPhone, just like every other place in the world, and they see what's going on, and they don't like it. And this just seemed to be, it's kind of like the George, everybody around the world, I use this term now a lot, because in my own life, I had a George Floyd moment yesterday, which changed the way I operate the farm. And there is, all these examples of George Floyd moments. This was their George Floyd moment. They realize that the country is a mess, and it's the old business of I'm not going to take it anymore. So yesterday in the unrest there, this unrest, remember we were talking about what this season is going to be about? And we tend to think of it granularly as just in America. But the unrest in Lebanon, this unrest in China, that is not, the information's not getting out, unless we get to somebody from the Epoch Times, maybe we should have that reporter back again to talk about the unrest that's going on in China. I thought it was interesting that...
Well, they just beat it out of people, literally.
Well, they just...
Get beaten. Yeah.
Right.
It's horrible.
Right, yeah. So apparently we're sending our Health and Human Services Secretary this week to Taiwan, highest-ranking official to go there in 40 years. The diplomatic relations between the two countries ended in 1979 in deference to China. But now, why should we be deferential to China? Screw them.
Right.
I don't see any reason to be deferential to them at all for any reason under any circumstances.
The only problem with us backing away from our commitment to that is that it really leaves Hong Kong and the people there completely stranded.
Yeah.
Now there is no incentive whatsoever.
Now, this is
and that's
Taiwan,
why this was originally.
But it is different. Hong Kong is they're handling it differently, but Taiwan
right.
may be in for the same thing. But
maybe.
We're trying to bolster
yeah.
our relationship there. That's why we're sending this guy over there.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. But the other part of the other end of that is when us backing away from, because China had to always treat Hong Kong as a separate entity, and that's why we did as well. But now there's no incentive for China to keep up that pretense anymore, and the situation in Hong Kong is just, it's awful. It's horrible.
Frustrating is all get out. All right,
yep.
Speaking of frustrating, if you were in Chicago, I'm getting a lot of input now from our new affiliate in Chicago, pictures of the bridges raised in Chicago to keep people from going to the protests. You see those pictures down the river? The
No.
one side of the city, a lot of protesting going on, and I think there were 100 people that were arrested on disorderly conduct charges, looting, that sort of thing, crowds smashing through store windows along the Magnificent Mile, which is a fabulous area of Chicago. If you go down,
yeah, it's beautiful.
Has Wacker Drive, and then there's
Gorgeous city, isn't it?
It is a great.
The first time
city.
I went to Chicago,
yeah,
I was on the Chicago. Air in Chicago, and I went to broadcasting from New York, but I was on a Chicago station.
Yeah.
And the first time I went, I was just blown away by how European it felt.
Yeah, it's nice.
You know,
city.
It's just a beautiful city. It really is. It's too bad that there's been so much unrest and everything, but yeah, now it's tough.
Yeah, this
it's
has really been a tough. Deadly summer in cities. You can count 15, 20, 25 cities that have had all kinds of protests going on, police chiefs resigning, mayors getting booted. It's just a sign.
Well, the other thing that people aren't talking about is the opioid in the opioid pandemic everywhere. It's in New York. It's in small towns. There's a string of violence happening in upstate New York in these small towns that no one can seem to pinpoint what it is. And the last like month or so, the crime rate has just been skyrocketing. And this is not New York City, and New York City has its own set of problems, but in other smaller rural towns. And now they're linking it to its opioids. Mm-hmm. People are at home. They're, you know, if they can't afford prescription opioids, they're turning to heroin for $5 a bag. So violence.
Why do you want to do that to yourself? Why?
If you're addicted, I mean, I don't know anyone who has been addicted to opioids, thankfully, but, you know, we know that this is an epidemic. And apparently the addiction is so incredibly strong that if you don't have those pills, you will literally do anything because it feels like your body wants to just like crawl out of your own skin.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Unless you experience it, I guess you can't. Well, it's kind of like Jennifer experiencing the COVID now, the headaches and stuff. I don't want to experience that. I don't know what it's like, and I don't want to know what it's like.
I do not either.
Frankly. No. Yesterday, lots of wild weather. I think some of it continued, but most of it has dissipated in the Midwest, those tornado-like winds and things going on that scare the hell out of everybody because it's a storm that comes from nowhere and blows through fast, and then it's gone, but leaves a lot of mess in its wake.
Roofs were torn apart, and there's an arena that the whole roof was just ripped right off the arena. It's nuts.
All right, let's make this the destruction report. Yeah. Three row houses in Baltimore were blown up yesterday by a gas explosion. I think gas is great as long as there's no leak. This in Massachusetts a year ago last winter. There was a whole section of Lowell that blew up and burned to the ground. Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gas leaks because the company was doing, they were taking shortcuts, you know, which is what these outfits do. If they can get away with it, they do what they can get away with. So, anyway.
Gas scares me. I'm actually, it's funny, I don't know how it came up, but we were just talking about this weekend with some friends. My sister-in-law had an acquaintance who was living in Texas, and the gas company, he had just moved into his own house, and the gas company came to check the lines. There was something, maybe he reported that he smelled something or whatever. The gas company came on a morning, you know, early in the morning. He was on his way to work. They checked everything out, and he flipped the light switch, and the entire house blew up, and he was killed. Great. And it was because any type of little spark, you know, I guess.
Yep.
And then there was an entire building in Harlem a couple years ago that blew up, and the whole city block was taken out. And having lived in many apartment buildings in New York City, they all had gas. It always made me nervous because you just never know if someone turns their stove off all the way or if someone
so
leaves a candle.
Where you live in your apartment, is it heated with gas or oil?
No, this is all electric. Our whole village is all electric. I do not like an electric stove. I will say that much. It's the first one I've ever had. Phil's
really?
A chef. He knows you cannot cook well
on an electric stove.
It's the worst.
But I don't care. I don't care because I just use it to heat stuff
up. We know. We know about your cooking. I do feel a lot safer because everything is electric and I don't have to worry about the gas leak thing.
Hmm. All right. Good to know. The chief... or former chief of McDonald's has been sued over inappropriate relationships with employees. His name is Steve Estabrook. He's been accused of lying, of fraud, sexting with subordinates, and now McDonald's wants the money that Estabrook took with him, $42 million, when they threw him out. They gave him $42 million in stock options, and now they want him back. The lawsuit against him, McDonald's says it learned of the additional relationships via an anonymous tip. Company now says it wouldn't have given him such a severance package had they known what he was up to. He's only 53 years old, so he's been playing this game for a long time. You want to move up the ladder? Have a little fun with me. There you go. That's how it works.
He gave new meaning to the term Happy Meal.
Yeah. Good line. That's very good, Victoria. Happy to be here.
I'm glad you have such a low threshold for funny. Cause
oh, you know me.
That was weak sauce, but yeah.
I laugh at the silliest things.
I know.
I could go to the huh? What do you mean you know?
I know. I listen to you every day.
That's good. I listen to you too, as a matter of fact. Almost equally to the amount of time you listen to me. Wonderful exchange of ideas. College football. What's going to happen? We'll talk about that for a moment in a moment. Right now, I want to remind you about the way you and your spouse and your family and your friends can have the whitest, brightest teeth the safest way possible with all natural power swabs. Uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent developed by a dentist, Dr. Martin Ginniger, in his practice. And then he was so successful, he started selling it to his friends who were dentists. And they were charging $500-$700 using his stuff. And he thought, wait a minute, something wrong with this picture. I think I'll sell it myself to the public. So now you can whiten your teeth the safe way. That's what you need to know. There's a satisfaction guarantee, 30 days. You don't like the results, you don't get nice bright teeth. You use it every 4 or 5 days, and every one of those treatments will find that your teeth are brightened just a little bit more each time. Power swabs will remove those stains, give you a whiter, brighter smile in 5 minutes, or your money back. Check it out, powerswabs.com. That's what I use. You can use it. Just be like me when you grow up. Uncle Dougie says, use Power Swabs. Go to powerswabs.com. Use the discount code DJV10. Not only get 40% off the manufacturer's suggested price, another 10 bucks off because of the DJV code at powerswabs.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Dr. Doug Steffen with Dr. Victoria Keelan. We all have doctorates and experience. So, will there be a college football season this year? A lot of presidents of schools are trying to figure out what to do. There was a conversation yesterday. I think even the president was involved. Play ball!
How
is that any different than professional football? The players there don't want to play. I don't think you're going to see football this year. I think you're not even
the NBA. So far, the NBA and the NHL are handling it really well. MLB is a mess, and I think the NFL needs to take a look at that.
Yeah. Well, which idea works, I guess? How do we save that day? 10 before the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Something about this movie, as politically incorrect as it is today, that makes me want to see it even more again. Frankie Lane singing the theme to Blazing Saddles. So, in an era of... by the way, Chucker's not here today, so Victoria and I are stroking through some of these stories that'll get attention through the course of the day and the week when it comes to movies and entertainment and stuff. So... who is it that's going to produce a cartoon based on Blazing Saddles? Who's got the courage to do that, Victoria?
I think it's kind of a good idea.
It's a great idea.
So the film, which, you know, as we've said, could never be made today. So this is going to be reimagined as an animated family film set in a world of anthropomorphic animals. So the new version is called Blazing Samurai. It will focus on a dog who wants to be a samurai and is tricked by a warlord cat into becoming sheriff of a dreary town under his control. So it's the town that's almost entirely populated by cats. So it's pretty cute.
I wonder if that follows. Remember that movie that was out, was it last year, the dog, and it was a Japanese film, I forget what the name of it was, but it was quite a popular film about dogs being rescued somewhere on a junk island. I just remember.
Was that Isle of Dogs?
I think it was. Yeah, I think so.
I didn't see that. I think that was Wes Anderson. Yeah.
Concept, yeah.
Yeah, so this is really cute and fun. I think this will be getting the green light. It's got the financial backing now, and so they've committed $200 million to a bunch of projects. So the budget for Blazing Samurai will be $46 million. And, you know, and we know that animated stuff
sells really well. Where's Mel Brooks when we need him?
Yeah. So, yeah, we know how well animated movies do, and in case movie theaters aren't open again, we also know animated films debut very well in when it comes to streaming services.
Right.
So this the voice cast of the movie is kind of interesting. Michael Cera, Samuel L. Jackson, Ricky Gervais, Jaimin Hansu, and Mel Brooks is going to be in it too.
Of course. What good.
You need that raspy voice.
You do. All right. Speaking of the contemporaries, Mel Brooks, here's Francis Ford Coppola offering up the ultimate quarantine distraction for people who are interested in wine. An $800, what does this say? He's going to throw in a signed script with $800, oh no, with $800 worth of wine. He has this wine, big wine business.
Yeah, he's had that for the Coppola Wine
family.
Estates. Yeah. He's had that for a long time.
So he's going to, if you buy $800 worth of wine, he'll give you a copy of the screenplay, The Conversation. Was that, I don't even remember that movie, do you? Make a copy of it. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I'd rather, I'm sure a lot of people would. Well, apparently he's going to have a Zoom chat with buyers, and they'll link to watch the movie. Gene Hackman's in it, Terry Garr's in it, Harrison Ford's in it, Robert Duvall. So it must be, I don't know the movie. I don't know if I did, I don't remember it.
So, I don't either.
Yeah. All right, 24 of his family members own into that wine. It's a wine farm, I guess, right? Or a grape farm. Grape. What do they call it? Wineries?
It's a vineyard.
It's a winery, a vineyard. Yeah, right,
yeah.
Right.
They have their own vineyard, and they make their own wine there. And it's. I don't know that I've actually ever had Coppola wine, but it certainly has a lot of buzz, and I think it gets pretty highly, it's highly rated. So.
Jennifer, when she comes back, we'll have to ask her.
Yeah.
She's our resident expert when it comes to wines. We haven't really discussed the Disney channels that are now on Fubo TV. What is Fubo? F-U-B-O.
It's a streaming service. It's a streaming service like YouTube TV or Hulu Live, or AT&T has a new one called AT&T Now. They're all the same, essentially. They just have different, like Sling TV is another big one.
So what's the sales pitch here? What makes this better than anything else?
Well, you don't have cable. And so you've cut the cord, so you just have a streaming service as your, and you have access to all the major network channels. So it just depends on which one you want to choose that has the best
looks
channels
like it's all
for
about
you.
Disney stuff though, $60 a month. All Disney all the time looks like.
Well, Disney Plus is not live. That's just a streaming. It's like Peacock and Netflix, and none of it is live. But if you're looking for live TV where you want to watch all the major networks, then Fubo and YouTube TV and Hulu Live, those are the big ones.
I think you told me YouTube is the best deal. YouTube TV.
I have YouTube TV. We love it. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I think I remember you saying that. All right. That's
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.